Right now, it is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to bring in Mike Causey. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So today's the day at 3 o'clock. In between 3 and 6, they do all the announcements to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
I can hardly wait.
Well, here, I don't want to talk about the people that the new people going in yet. But here's the interesting thing. You have to wait 5 years after you retire, mm-hmm. and then you're on the ballot for 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
Then after that, if you're not in, then the riders can vote you in.
That's right. And then if you're not there, then you can get in the old timers. Yeah. So now I look at who's not in and who's close, okay? And I shake my head. Curt Schilling, this is his, he's been on the ballot 8 years, so he's got 2 more years left this year and next year.
Should have been the first ballot Hall of Famer. The media doesn't like him.
Yep. 60.9%. You need 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the problem I have. Right behind Curt Schilling, also going into his ninth year, is Roger Clemens. He's at 59.5%. Barry Bonds is right after him at 59.1%. They each have 2 years left. Curt Schilling shouldn't be grouped in with them.
No, definitely not.
You can hate his politics. You can hate Curt Schilling's politics all you want. You can hate the fact that he speaks his mind.
It's got nothing to do with him as a player.
Bingo.
He gets put in the Hall of Fame for not his political beliefs, but for the way he played baseball.
So, I mean, and this is coming from a Yankee fan, but you just can't deny that guy, to me, the Hall of Fame. You just can't.
He was great with the Phillies when they stunk. He was great with Arizona when they won a championship. And his Game 6 performance against the Yankees was legendary.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he was a key reason the Red Sox won that World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Without him, they don't win.
Nope, without him, without Ortiz. I mean, there was a lot of withouts. Yeah. But without Johnny Damon, they performed well as a team, and he was part of that team. And his, like I said, his performance with the bloody sock is what it is. And, you know, people can say he shouldn't have done what he did. He did what he did. He risked himself, nobody else, and he won a game.
All right. Now I look.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I look at who's some of the new people that are on the ballot this year. Bobby Abreu.
Who?
Bobby Abreu.
No.
Josh Beckett.
No.
Heath Bell.
Who?
Heath Bell. I've never even heard of him. Eric Chavez.
Chop Chop Chavez, the jockey's son or something? Oh my God.
Jason Giambi.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm just listing some of the names that are.
Ish Kapoya.
Cliff Lee.
Nope.
Carlos Pena.
Nope.
I know. Alfonso Soriano.
Nope. I can't believe he's out of baseball 5 years already.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with it. But
I guess they put everybody that's been out of baseball for 5 years on the list.
They must, because some of these names,
they don't belong anywhere near the Hall of Fame unless they're going in to look.
Put me on the list because some of these names are. Well, anyway, so that's
the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So, but Schilling belongs in the Hall of Fame.
No doubt.
The other two guys, they don't. Because they cheated and they were caught at cheating and they're out as far as I'm concerned. But Schilling belongs in and he has to make a big move this year. If he can get up to 70%, then he'll get in on his final year. But he deserves to be in. And if
he'll get in when his peers can vote him in.
We'll see what happens. But that's just a travesty that he has to be with those other two who were steroid abusers.
Yep.
All right. Where else do you want to go here? Where else do we want to go?
The Knicks won and the Nets lost.
What?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. The Nets are inconsistent. The Knicks are bad. They beat Cleveland, who's pretty bad. So, but they're playing a little better under this new coach.
Well, the other guy was a complete waste. Come on. I mean, they were bad, but should they have been that bad?
The other guy was playing for a lottery pick right after they opened up the season.
I mean, they were. There's bad, and then there's embarrassingly bad. And they
They have two wins in their last eight game in their last 10 games. So that's better than the old coach.
They're 12-32. So
12-32. They win barely more than 25% of their games. That's horrendous. But you know what? At least you can say they're consistent. They've got six wins at home and six wins on the road. So it doesn't matter where they play. They're bad everywhere.
Okay, so that's so much for that. We did baseball. NFL, not much really going on there.
Nah, it's too long. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys don't want to wait 2 weeks to play.
See, I think they should have the Super Bowl first and then that Pro Bowl stuff the next week.
Yeah. That's the way they used to have it, I think.
Yeah, come on. And they really shouldn't even have a game. They should have a nice big televised banquet where they name the most valuable players and all stuff like that, because the game's a joke.
Yeah, they tried having a flag football game 1 year and guys blew their knees out.
Yeah.
It's football. It's a contact sport where people get hurt. If you play, there's always a chance to get hurt, whether it's a pickup game or a game that's played on Sunday afternoon. So it is what it is.
It's the worst
All-Star game of them all.
It really is. Kansas City is now a slight favorite in that in the Super Bowl.
They opened up a point and a half.
Yeah.
Right away they opened up a point. First they opened up even, and they immediately went to a point and a half. I guess the money came flowing in on them.
Well, my pick is in San Francisco. I just think that they put together a hell of a team in 3 years. Remember how bad they were, Mike? Remember that?
Oh, they stunk.
They were terrible.
They were good. They got rid of Harbaugh, and then they fell into the garbage heap again. Yeah.
So it took
them a while to get out, but Lynch built them back up quick, and he did it, like, predominantly with the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing that concerns me about them, because I watched football the last couple weeks, every game in the second half, their defense has a big lull, and it allows the other teams in, and sometimes the other teams are allowed to catch them. They were beating up Atlanta, and they fell apart in the second half. They were beating up Seattle. They fell apart in the second half. This week, again, the Packers moved the ball in the second half. They turned it over. That's what really hurt them, but still they moved the ball. So they have to tighten that up. I assume they will, but, see what happens. I know a lot of it was because of injuries. The two cornerbacks were out here and there, so that hurt them a little bit, and now they're supposed to be healthy. So we'll see what happens, but it should be entertaining. It should be a good game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You look for a firecracker of a game, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with it. Well, all right. I guess I'll just check with you tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see what's going on. If anything,
I'll be here.
See if anybody gets arrested in the NFL.
that's why you wouldn't want to bet yet, because you don't know which one of these jokers might wind up behind bars before the game.
That's right. Remember Icky Woods?
Yeah, he was missing in action, right? Who was the guy that was missing? It wasn't Icky Woods.
Yes, it was. Icky Woods didn't show up.
It was a guy, what was his name, Jennings? It was still with the Bengals. I think it was a guy named Jennings that went missing in action before the game. He didn't show up. That was back.
That was the
49er Super Bowl when they beat Cincinnati with the drive at the end of the game.
Yeah.
One of the big players for Cincinnati didn't show up. How you like that?
Yeah, amazing.
NFL, gotta love it.
I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with Check On Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.